Governor Chris Sununu joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire. The pulse of an age and beyond on this Wednesday morning. Talk about that U.S. News and World Report. Number two, second best state in the country to live in. And the barometers of the metrics of what they ranked it on were quite interesting. Good morning, Governor.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. But number two, that's not a bad ranking.
How about this? The Beast of the East, number one in the East. Look, Utah got the number one ranking. They got a great governor. Utah is a wonderful state. I think their beaches kind of suck. But other than that, it is a great state. So being number two to them isn't bad. But no, and I'll say this about our rankings, because there's all, as you just mentioned, there's all these sub-rankings in there. Like, they look at health and the economy and the infrastructure and this and this and this. And the thing that we rank not just high on, but really number one, when you talk about crime and public safety and corrections and things that make our community safe, which ultimately drive opportunity. That's where businesses want to go. That's where families want to be. Then you add, obviously, the low taxes, economic opportunity, personal freedoms, which we crush everybody in. It's a really nice mix. So it's an absolute honor to be ranked number two. If I was number one, then the next governor, which is hopefully a good, strong Republican governor, could only go down. So I wanted to make sure the next governor had a shot to be number one. That's what it was, to always be able to move up the ranks.
But part of this, I'm noticing, because there is some coincidence of what's going on university campuses nationally. I noticed in this ranking a lot on crime, low crime, law and order, safety, public safety. A lot of this is matters to more people, it seems.
Oh, it is the issue of the day. I mean, look, what you're seeing on the campuses is a flare-up, and it's real, and it's not going away, and it's very systemic of what you're seeing in other communities. It all stems from 2020, right? When we saw buildings burning to the ground and all this kind of anarchy and this Antifa stuff, and there was very little accountability, right? If anything, I don't care what your politics are, people want accountability in the system. If you break the law, law enforcement is there to keep your family safe and to keep people accountable to the letter of the law. And that's exactly what we're doing here. So it's not that we don't have protest. If you want to peacefully protest, I think that's wonderful. I disagree with you on this particular issue, of course, but that's a huge part of the fabric of the United States. Peaceful protest, First Amendment rights. But the thing where Dartmouth and UNH were different, they did it very well. They very much up front said, and by the way, guys, here's the school policies, here's the rules, here's the laws. If you break those, we're going to arrest you. You're going to be held accountable to that. And that's what we did. And so even when we arrested folks, they were given tons of warnings. They knew they were going to be arrested. They effectively wanted to be arrested. I mean, that much is clear. And we did it in a very orderly way, and it worked out as well as could be in a very tough situation. So my sense is there'll still be protests here. That's okay. Keep it peaceful. Follow the rules. And by the way, you don't like the law? You don't like the rules? Go change the law. Go work with the legislature. Do it the right way. Yeah. But our rules and our laws are very good. It's exactly what the entire communities want to see, that when you bring that accountability, people can breathe. They know it's not going to get out of control here in our communities. It is all across the country, but not here in New Hampshire.
Governor Chris Sununu on this issue, because it is front and center, and hopefully it subsides or it quiets down. And it is a small subset. And it's not all students. We should point that out, by the way. There's a lot of professional adult agitators mixed in. But what do you say, Governor, to some of the protesters at UNH and at least one professor at Dartmouth who was arrested a week or so ago, when they say, Governor Sununu has it all wrong? We're not anti-Semitic. We're not anti-Israel. What do you say to that?
But they are. So, look, every bit of this protest is based in, right now, it's not even supporting Palestinians anymore. It's like supporting Hamas. Hamas isn't, they're not freedom fighters. This is a terrorist organization that very upfront says, we want to see the eradication of every Jew on the planet. Okay? If that's what you're supporting, that's a problem. Nobody wants to see civilians die. But understand, you know, the severity of what Israel is going through. Right? What are you asking them to do? Pull out now so Hamas can rebuild and then reattack? Mm-hmm. No one wants to see a loss of life. This isn't a policy dispute. This is a war. This is a war, and Israel has every right to defend themselves. And internal politics here in the United States shouldn't be dictating what Israel does and feels like they have to do, because their mission is to secure the lives of their citizens. So they're wrong. This is all based in anti-Semitism, because it's all based in a hatred of the Jews. That's how this started. They didn't go in early October and murder people and burn children alive because of a policy dispute, guys. They went in because they want to murder people. And that's effectively what you're saying, that Israel shouldn't have the right to push back against that in what way they see fit. After, and it's terrible to see civilian loss, but this is a war.
After Dartmouth, that morning after you were on the show last, and there were about 90 arrests or so up in Hanover and 15 in Durham, and you you know, you said you, this shouldn't get political, but you were steadfast in that the campuses, the administration, police handled it correctly. And my question is, not all folks, and certainly it's a gubernatorial issue. We haven't, you're not running again, Governor Sununu. Four terms you're not running against, an open race on both sides. Of course, you know Kelly Ayotte and Chuck Morris well, and the Republicans, two of the major, and two of the major Democrats are Joyce Craig and Cindy Warmington. Do you think that the candidates in the race for governor, including Craig and Warmington, should be speaking up more on what's happening in New Hampshire on these college campuses and anti-Semitism, or do you think it's okay that they're silent about it?
No,
unless I've missed something. Maybe they have said something, but I haven't heard much.
I haven't seen anything. I've been pretty public. I think most of the major Democrats running for office for governor and Congress are spineless on this one because they know what's right, but they're worried about politics. They're worried about their own political future. And if you want to be a leader, you need to stand up and talk about what is right, regardless of politics, every single time. People can disagree. That's fine. They have every right to disagree. But by God, you want to be a leader, you better act like it. And Joyce Craig and Cindy Warmington, Colin Van Austin, these folks that haven't said anything about this, these guys are hiding under the desk, praying they won't be asked again, and knowing that it is such a bad look on their party, it is a bad look. But you want to change that? Be a leader. Be a leader of your party. Be a leader with a voice, and be a leader on the right side of justice. And you know, playing in, most of these students we know, they can't even find Gaza on a map. I mean, they really can't. And the education, when it doesn't happen, and you see in other parts of the country, when it doesn't happen in a constructive way, in a positive way in the classroom, and allowing both sides to have a voice and having that good, what happens? There's a vacuum of education that gets filled in with social media and propaganda and all this stuff. And these folks, these outside, not agitators, but these well-funded folks that, again, are being supported by Hamas, you know, are basically using these students to promote their own politics over here in order to drive pressure over there. It's wrong. Everybody knows what's right here. And the fact that these individuals are so weak and want to be leaders of this state, leaders of their community, but they're so weak on the issue, and intentionally so. It's shameful. They have no place in the race.
Governor, I want to ask you an unrelated question before I let you go. Appreciate the time on this Wednesday morning. Title IX in sports goes back, I think, to the early 70s. It might have been 1972. And it was a breakthrough in terms of women in, you know, sports. And now a number of states, the president, Joe Biden, there's a 62-page lawsuit basically saying the Biden administration is changing Title IX. And a number of states are challenging the Biden administration. I saw Florida Governor DeSantis says, we're not going to be going along with the Biden change to this in terms of allowing self-identified folks like males to take part in female sports. Is New Hampshire officially, as a state, have you looked at this? New Hampshire taken a position on this?
Obviously this is a front and center issue for folks all across the country. I think there's legislation pending I don't know where it'll finally end up. So I just want to be careful about supporting or not supporting that piece of legislation. But when you're talking about biological males participating in athletics, specifically sports, where there is, you know, their size, their physical ability is a massive advantage, not just an advantage in terms of fairness, but in terms of safety. There's a variety of issues that tag along with that. The Biden administration is just playing politics. That's it. Right. I mean, this is the same president who once really argued very publicly that, you know, marriage was only between a man and a woman and all that sort of thing. So you don't know what Joe Biden believes when it comes to issues of gender, when it comes to issues of equality. He's going to do whatever the politics of the day dictate. And that's where I think this is so disingenuous. The fact that he's trying to massively change the rules in an unfair way and use Title IX as political leverage over states. It's wrong. It's exactly the culture change. This is why, not just this issue, but this is a symptom of the many issues of why Joe Biden is losing against someone like Donald Trump. Lord knows I'm no big fan of Trump, right? I obviously, I worked very hard to make sure he wasn't the nominee. I'm going to vote for the guy. But this is how bad Joe Biden is. Just one of the many issues: border, inflation, right, unfairness, you know, big government, us, you know, a bunch of liberal elites standing on the shoulders of hardworking American families that built this country and telling them how they're going to live their lives based on politics. It's wrong. And so one of the many issues where the Biden administration is failing, they're not earning a single new vote by this. They're losing the faith. He's losing the faith of the American people, and likely why he's going to lose come November.
You know, I'm going to end on that because we are just 6 months away. It's hard to believe. And I'll have other interviews with you because I'm going to press to see what Crittenden is doing next. You know, when's the TV show? When's the radio show? But before I do that, Governor, I just have to ask you. You mentioned Biden and Trump. I'm not going to go on the obvious lane and ask you. You've said it. You're going to vote for him. I know you're no big fan of Donald Trump, but, you know, given the choice. These CNN and ABC polls recently that show Trump on key issues like the southern border, wars in the world, inflation, economy, he has a big advantage over Joe Biden. At this point, do you think Joe Biden's reelection effort is in jeopardy or not?
Yes. Of course. Yeah. No, look, especially in the swing states, right? You look at what's going on in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. Biden's getting crushed. It's not close, guys. He's losing by 3, 4, 5 points. And if you're down that much as the incumbent president right now, you've got big problems. And the way I frame it is this. The Democrats are constantly talking about the court cases. And nobody likes the court cases. They're chaotic. No one really knows. But it's more reality TV than anything else. And no one is being kept awake by what's happening with Donald Trump in the court cases. They are being kept awake with inflation, with the cost of living, with putting a roof over their kids' heads, paying their rent, and buying groceries. That anxiety, that financial anxiety that a lot of Americans are feeling are exactly what's going to drive a change in a vote come November. They're completely ignoring it. And God, look, he's an old guy. I don't think he's really with it in terms of what's happening to him politically. I mean, that shouldn't shock anybody. And I think he's effectively being used by these ultra-socialist progressives, these young folks that don't understand that what they're doing is driving a big loss for their party. So he's just not meeting the expectations of being a moderate.
Right.
You know, like, people voted for him because they thought he'd be moderate. He's governing as an extremist, and that's the change America's going to bring.
I'm going to let you go on this, but I respect your political analysis a lot. I just want to ask you, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., running as an independent, if he gets on enough ballots and gets 10 or 12 points in states like New Hampshire, who does that help or hurt? Who does that benefit, Biden or Trump, if you had to give a quick
answer? It's a great question, and I mean this sincerely, 50-50. He will take just about as much from each party, but and for very different reasons. I don't think it helps or hurts one or the other, and if it does, it's very, very marginal. Yeah, it's very minimal.
Interesting. Thank you, Governor, for the time on this Wednesday. Governor Crittenden, live, Good Morning Hampshire, the Pulse of New Hampshire. Thank you.